Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
A happy Friday. Welcome into Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. We got a great show for you guys to wrap up the week. We're going to talk about the U.S. Open here in a bit, give you a live leaderboard update. We're also going to talk about some three-ball pairings set to take place this afternoon. We're going to dive in, of course, to Game 4 of the NBA Finals, which is tonight. Will the Boston Celtics sweep the Mavs? And also, will the Florida Panthers sweep the Edmonton Oilers? A big win for the Panthers last night. We were on that. Bobrovsky getting us those 30 or more saves. So that was a very good game. Also, we're going to talk plenty of baseball. We got the College World Series starting in about an hour out in Omaha. We'll get into all of those games and then look at today's MLB slate. Lucy Burge will join us middle of the show, and then we'll wrap everything up with our favorite plays for the week. As always, any questions, comments, best bets, thoughts that you guys have for us, twitch.tv/BetQL. You can go to YouTube/Odyssey Sports. Let us know anything that you're betting here today or over the weekend. And of course, if you miss any part of the show, over the next 30 minutes, we got you covered with the Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcast. Glasses in session. Let's get this thing rolling. Round two underway from Pinehurst, number two. And we got some big storylines to monitor. Before we get into some of these three balls, to give you guys a live leaderboard update right now. So Patrick Cantlay was the overnight leader. Thomas Dietrich has joined him at 5 under par. He's 4 under right now on his round, so having a really good round. Rory was also 5 under to start today's round. He shot a 1 over par, so Rory drops to 4 under. Bryson DeChambeau just tapped in for birdie. He is to 4 under. Actually, Rory just made a bogey. So Bryson's 4 under. Rory is 3 under par. We got Ludvig Åberg teeing off later today at 4 under. Patrick Cantlay at 5 under par. Probably the big development, though, is Scottie Scheffler is currently 5 over par and in danger of missing the cut. Currently, the projected cut right now is 3 over. It's definitely going to go to 4 over. The question is it going to get to 5 over? I think it is, and that is where Scotty currently is. I took him live. I tweeted this out. I got him plus 200 to finish in the top 20, and obviously, we'll see if he makes the cut, but I figured if he does and he gets in, we're not used to Scotty playing golf where it's really meaningless rounds, where he's not one of the final groups or in contention. And the U.S. Open, the beauty of it is taking live in-game bets like that. I mean, the course is playing so hard. If a guy goes out and shoots a 3-4 under round, he could gain so much ground on the field. So keep that in mind. If guys make the cut, you know, or maybe they're 7-8 shots back heading into the weekend, one good round on Saturday and they can find themselves towards the top. So keep that in mind. As for some of the three balls we got going on here in a little bit, starting literally right now, Cam Smith, Sam Burns, and Lucas Glover. If you want to get this one in at the buzzer, like Cam Smith today, thought a very interesting stat that I saw over the last 5 years in major championships, Cam Smith ranks 4th of amongst current golfers in round two scoring in major championships. So I'll take a shot with him today at plus 130 against Sam Burns and Lucas Glover. Then we got Matt Fitzpatrick, Will Zalatoris, and Tiger Woods teeing off 1:14 p.m. Eastern time. Tiger got us off to a very nice start on his front nine yesterday, and the wheels kind of fell off on the back nine a little bit. Today he starts on the front nine, which is the easier of the nine at Pinehurst. So hopefully he can get himself into a little bit of a rhythm, get himself into a nice start. We need him to make the cut. However, of this three ball today, I would actually take a shot with Willie Z. I don't think this course really matches up all that well with Matt Fitzpatrick. And Will Zalatoris' ball striking ability, I think, would be the guy that I would probably trust the most, and getting the price that we are at plus 175, he would be my bet in this three ball. Then Patrick Cantlay, Russell Henley, and Matt Kuchar in our next three ball at 1:25 p.m. Eastern time. Cantlay, obviously, was the first round leader yesterday at 5-under along with Rory. Henley plus 140 and Kuchar at plus 350. Russell Henley would be my guy. He was a guy that I liked to finish top 20 in this tournament before it started. Got to as high as 3-under par yesterday. Struggled in the last couple holes of his round, but I expect him to be in that 1-under even par range today. You expect some regression for Patrick Cantlay, who's never won a major championship before, and again, has really never even come close for a guy who's considered one of the best players in the world. So I'll take Russell Henley today at plus 140. Then the heavyweight groups in the afternoon, Morikawa, Koepka, and Justin Thomas. I'm going to take Morikawa at plus 130. Brooks Koepka and Colin Morikawa kind of had opposite rounds yesterday. Brooks got off to a great start, 3-under par, and then finished 3-over in his last 9 or 10 holes, whereas Morikawa got off to a sluggish start, had 2 double bogeys in his round, yet was able to muster an even par round. So you figure that Morikawa kind of got his big numbers out of the way. I think today he has a much better consistent round, maybe even gets in reg figures. So I'll take Morikawa at plus 130. Then we got Ludwig Aubert, Tony Finau, and Dustin Johnson at plus 260. For me, it's between Ludwig or Tony Finau. Tony was another guy that we talked about coming into this tournament. He plays hard golf course as well. I like Ludwig at plus 120. The thing that concerns me, though, is he hit every fairway yesterday and missed all but one green in regulation yesterday. Can he continue doing that today? Probably not. So I think Finau might be the play at plus 175. Then we got Adam Hadwin, Ricky Fowler, and Phil Mickelson. Again, you can just throw Phil out of there. It's between Hadwin or Ricky. Ricky didn't play too bad yesterday, shot a 1-over par. I expect some regression from him today. I would probably take Hadwin at plus 130. Sahith Theegala, Minwoo Lee, and Nikolai Hogard in our next group. Sahith is plus 145, Minwoo plus 160, and Nikolai Hogard plus 230. I would go with Sahith at plus 145. Something I would keep an eye on. Golfers that did terrible yesterday, shot a 7-over, 8-over par, even though they might not make the cut, they tend to play a much better round in round two. Victor Hovland's a great example of that. Shot an 8-over yesterday. He was 7-over last I checked. Shot a 1-under par. I think we could see something similar with Sahith. Shot a 7-over yesterday. Maybe he shoots like a 1 or 2-under today, so I'll take Theegala at plus 145. Then Justin Rose, Webb Simpson, and Gary Woodland, all past U.S. Open champions. I like Justin Rose at plus 140. Webb Simpson is a North Carolina guy, went to Wake Forest, loves Pinehurst, loves this part of the country, but I trust Justin Rose's game the most on this kind of course. I'll take him plus 140. And then finally, Sung Jae-im, Siwoo Kim, and Matthew Pavone, who had an excellent round one yesterday, shot 3-under par. I would go with Sung Jae at plus 150. Best iron player of the group, most accurate guy. I'll take him in that three ball. All right, let's talk some baseball. Let's go college baseball. Let's go MLB here. During Big League Peach, we got a game starting in less than an hour. Virginia and North Carolina. Give me the Tar Heels minus 140 on BetMGM against Virginia. Really, the way that I would bet this game is to wait to bet it live, and I bet a run line on either side. These two teams love playing one-run games. They love to make it tough on their fans. They love to stress them out. It always comes down to the ninth inning, the final out, always between these two teams. Through the Super Regionals, through the NC Tournament Regionals, they really don't blow teams out. They kind of play everybody close. So I'm expecting this game to go the same way. So I would wait to bet it on the run line. But if I had to bet it before the game started, I would take North Carolina at minus 140. I think they're the better team. Virginia, I thought, was fortunate to get Kansas State in the Super Regional. I thought they were fortunate to get by Mississippi State as well. But I'll take UNC minus 140 against Virginia. Then in the nightcap tonight, we got Florida State and Tennessee. The Vols are the number one overall seed. Again, only one number one overall seed has won the college baseball tournament in the last 25 years. They're going up against Florida State, who might be the hottest team in the tournament right now. Their offense is clicking. Their pitching is great. And they probably have the best pitcher left in the tournament in Jamie Arnold, who's going to get the start today for Florida State. Also, I love their manager, Link Jarrett, came over from Notre Dame. He was the manager for the Irish when they beat the number one overall seed Tennessee Volunteers a couple years ago. So he has experience knocking out a big Tennessee team, and he did that in Knoxville, in Tennessee's home park, where they rely so much on the home run ball. Now you get him in Omaha in that big ballpark where you can't really hit as much home runs. I think that more so favors his Florida State team, and he's got the best pitcher on the bump today in Arnold. Give me Florida State in an upset, plus 125 against Tennessee. NC State, Kentucky gets going tomorrow, 2 p.m. Eastern time. You guys have heard me talk about it on the network for the last couple weeks. It is the year of the Wolf. We had the NC State Wolf Pack in college basketball. Men and women's both make the Final Four. We had the Minnesota Timberwolves make it to the Final Four in the NBA. And now here is the NC State Wolf Pack in college baseball. And they are close to getting to the Final Four as well. I'll continue riding that train with NC State against Kentucky. I think Kentucky's one of the most overrated teams left in the tournament. When they went up against Oregon State, the Beavers just forgot how to play offense. NC State's offense is clicking. I'll take the Wolfpack at plus 110. Florida against Texas A&M. I'll take the Aggies minus 190 against the Gators. I know the Gators are hot. They're playing great baseball. SEC matchup took two out of three from A&M earlier this season, and A&M's dealing with an injury to their best player, Braden Montgomery, and one of the best players in college baseball. Pitching was not that great against Oregon in the Super Regionals, but I think everybody's down on A&M right now, and everybody's high on Florida. I think it's a good buy-low spot on the Aggies, so I will take Texas A&M. But Florida State, guys, is going to be my team to win it all. I think they're going to win the College World Series. You can get them 8-1 right now on BetMGM. I think it's going to be Florida State versus Texas A&M, and give me the Seminoles to get the job done. As for Major League Baseball, we got the Cubs and the Cardinals. B. Mills is asking me about that game. He says he's got the under. Decent price with the wind blowing in today at Wrigley. I think that's a great play, B. Mills, because I have written down that I'm taking Kyle Gibson over strikeouts at 5.5. He's had 6 or more in his last 3 starts, and we're getting that at plus money today at plus 120. Combine that with the fact that the wind's blowing in. I like your under. I like Gibson over strikeouts as well. Yankees at the Red Sox tonight, starting a 3-game series at Fenway. Luis Gil on the mound against Brian Bello. Luis Gil's been unbelievable for the Yankees. They've won the last 8 games in which he has started, and we're getting the Yanks at a pretty good price tonight at minus 145. I'll take the Yankees to get the win. Marlins at the Nationals. We talk about this all the time with the Nats. Whenever they play a bad team, I like betting that bad team. I'll take the Marlins tonight, plus 140 against Washington. Huge series in Baltimore this weekend. Phillies and Orioles might be a World Series preview, and what a pitching matchup we have. Ranger Suarez against Kyle Bradish. Like the under at 7.5 with both those guys on the mound. It's pretty interesting that you're getting plus money on the Phillies with Ranger Suarez, who's 10-1 this season, but that is how good Kyle Bradish has been since coming back from that UCL injury. Probably would play the O's if I had to, but I think the under is the bet at 7.5. Guardians and Blue Jays in Toronto. How about this? The Guardians are 20 games above 500. Logan Allen's on the mound. They're at Toronto tonight, and they're a plus 120 underdog. It's either Blue Jays or pass for me. I like Toronto at minus 140. Padres and Mets tonight in Citi Field. It's a pick'em with Michael Waldron on the mound against Sean Manaea. I'm going to pass on that game. Chris Sale Day in Atlanta. He's 6-0 at home this season with a 2.91 ERA. I'll take the Braves on the run line against Zach Littell and Tampa at minus 110. Reds and Brewers tonight in Milwaukee. Reds, as of late, have played a ton of low-scoring games, and a good pitching matchup in Milwaukee today with Freddie Peralta against Hunter Green. I'll go under 7.5. Tarik Skubal on the mound for Detroit tonight against the Astros. We saw this matchup a couple weeks ago. Detroit was able to win that game. I'll take them again. today against Houston. Give me Scooble and the Tigers minus 105. Then we got the Pirates at the Rockies tonight in Coors Field, a pick'em. Anytime the Rockies are a pick'em, I'm probably going to be on that side because that doesn't make a lot of sense. I'll take Colorado minus 110. Give me Arizona on the run line tonight against the White Sox. We had the under in the White Sox game last night, and we had the Sox money line, but we're not taking them tonight. We're back in Arizona on the run line with Chris Flexen on the mound. Probably my favorite bet of the night is going to be the Dodgers on the run line at plus 135 against the Royals. Cole Reagans is on the mound, so that's why it's not a good a price, but I think it's a terrible spot for Kansas City. They're coming off an emotional win yesterday, a walk-off win against the Yankees. Then they had to hop on a plane and fly to Los Angeles to get ready for the Dodgers. I think it's a bad spot for KC. I'll take the Dodgers on the run line. And then Rangers and Mariners tonight, looking to get the Rangers live in game at plus 1.5 on the run line. I think it's going to be a close game, so see if you can get that tonight with Texas and Seattle. Let's go to Model Making Money now. Check in with Lucy Burge, who is standing by on a Friday. Her Boston Celtics are one game away from being NBA champions. Well, Lucy, we'll get to that in a moment, but what are the five-star bets that BetQL has for us today?
Yes, PJ, hello. We are mere hours from the Celtics becoming the champions of the National Basketball Association. Speaking of that game, five-star play for today happens to be Celtics plus one first half spread. This was a push in game three, and the Celtics were down 51-50 at the halftime of that one, but they covered this in games one and two. There's also a BetQL trend in favor of this. The Celtics are 32-12 against the spread in the first half as a favorite while on the road this season. And BetQL model is 16-1-1 overall in the finals. So the model loves this as a five-star play, Celtics plus one first half spread. So it's looking pretty good for that. And then for them to cover and for them to win and for everything to hit, basically. It's a very, very exciting day.
Love it. Lucy, what are some of your best bets? Anything for you in the NBA finals, or are we just sticking to baseball today?
I am. I probably will take some Celtics bets, but I am sticking with baseball for now because in the past, when I bet on the Celtics, it does tend to jinx them throughout the finals. I've stayed away and the last series, and that looks pretty good. They've been sweeping all over the place. So I'm sticking with Major League Baseball. Shohei Ohtani to hit a home run. He has two home runs in his last three games, three in his last eight, 17 total home runs this season, and he has a home run off of Cole Reagans already. So I like that very much. Then Paul Young to hit a home run here. He's got four home runs in his last nine games, one in his last three. He has 13 this season against Ryan Nelson. He's batting 500 with a single in two at bats, and Ryan Nelson has an ERA of 5.96 and has allowed a home run in each of his last three starts. So I like that very much. And also Adley Rutschman to hit a home run as well. He has three home runs in his last seven games, one in his last four, for a total of 13 this season against Ranger Suarez. Adley Rutschman is batting 333 with a home run in three at bats. So I also think today is another Adley day, and I think he can hit a home run as well.
I like it, Lucy. I certainly hope so. I want to get your thoughts on that Orioles-Phillies series here in a little bit. Of course, we got Red Sox-Yankees tonight as well. But you like the Celtics tonight winning game four. Is there a player that you like tonight? You think this is going to be another Jaylen Brown game? You think Tatum steps up? Like, who do you think is going to be the guy?
Well, if I was to bet on a player, I would bet Jaylen Brown MVP. That's what I would bet in this game, or for the finals in general. Because there was a point earlier before the finals even when my gut was saying Jaylen Brown MVP, they will give it to Jason Tatum, but it should be Jaylen Brown. Now, I'm starting to feel like they have to give it to Jaylen Brown. If he has another game tonight and they win and the finals is over, he has another game like he has been playing, Jaylen Brown has to be the MVP of the NBA Finals. So I would say Jaylen Brown MVP would be my bet for this game for the finals. Very, very excited for that.
Very good. So Lucy, as you know, Boston is the city of champions. They win a lot of titles. It's just what they do. But outside of the Celtics right now, it's not looking great for some of the other teams. Like the Bruins are a perennial playoff team. Haven't been to the Cup in a little bit. The Patriots are obviously in rebuild mode. The Red Sox are in a very tough division. So taking the Celtics out of the picture, who do you think is going to be the next Boston team to win a title in that city?
This is tough, PJ, because as you said, you look at the landscape of the other teams and it doesn't look so great. But I would say of any of those other three teams, the Red Sox have the best chance to win a World Series or win a championship over the other two. The Bruins, as you said, they can't get it done. They can't get over that hump. And the Patriots, I mean, the Red Sox are staying at 500. The Patriots might not break even, like go over 500 in terms of win total this season. They, I feel like, are in a worse spot than the Red Sox, who are mid, but that doesn't mean they can't make the playoffs as a wild card team and then go from there. I think the Red Sox have the best chance to make the playoffs of any team right now and then go on to win a championship.
All right, very good. Speaking of the Red Sox, they're facing their arch rival, the New York Yankees, tonight. Red Sox money line, the play, or are you worried about Luis Gil on the mound?
Well, I am a little, but I am still not so worried about Jaron Duran. I am taking Jaron Duran over 1.5 hits, runs, RBI. He hit this in his last four games with 11 hits, 9 runs, and 5 RBI in his last 7. Against Luis Gil, he is batting 500 with a single in 2 at-bats, so I like that. But also, Red Sox game is at 6:30 Eastern tonight. They have moved it for the Celtics, so you can kind of watch both. The game will hopefully be over by the time the Celtics win the championship tonight.
Oh, I like that. Very smart. And then, Lucy, I know you've been high on my Orioles all year. The Phillies have been one of the best teams in baseball all year. Do you think we're seeing a World Series preview this weekend with the Phillies and Orioles?
Yes, I genuinely believe that there is a great chance this will be the World Series. And if you think that this is the World Series matchup, the odds for that, you can bet on it, plus 1,800 at BetMGM for a Phillies-Orioles World Series matchup. Phillies are the best team in baseball right now, and the Orioles were my World Series pick coming into the season. So I think this has a phenomenal chance of being the World Series matchup this year.
Man, can't wait. We get Ranger Suarez, Kyle Bradish today, Zach Wheeler, Corbin Burns on Sunday. It's going to be good
stuff. It's all happening.
Also, it's all happening, Lucy. Bet slips and bat flips is also happening, 2 p.m. Eastern time right here on BetQL. Make sure you check that out with Lucy and Jake. Lucy, always great having you. Enjoy your weekend. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you, PJ. Go Celtics. Have a wonderful weekend.
There you go. Hope Celtics come through for you. For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1-to-5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. All right, speaking of the Celtics, time for Playoff P as we dive in to Game 4 of the NBA Finals. And guys, look, if you listen to the show, you probably gamble quite a bit, right? And I think one of the toughest things to do is in tonight's game. If you're in a position like me, where the Mavericks were favored in Game 3, and it was a stinky line, right? Even with Porzingis out, like, a lot of people saw Boston as dogs, and they wanted to take the Celtics. How could you watch the first two games of the finals and think that Dallas should be favored in any game against Boston, even if they were home? And Boston controlled much of that game. I know Dallas made that late run, but Boston was in control for much of the game. And now here we are again in Game 4, and once again, it's a pick 'em. So if you're somebody like me who took Dallas in Game 3, one of the hardest things to do is go right back to the well one more time, right? Because you're going to be pissed if you fade Boston again and they end up winning. If I had to bet the game, I'd probably take Dallas. I don't love it, but I think that's the side if you had to make me choose. Some plays I do like, though, 3 player props that I really like for tonight's game. The first one's going to be Derek Lively over 8.5 rebounds at plus 105. Talked about this earlier in the series, and I thought the Mavs, their game plan early on was not very good. They were going with this 3-man rotation with their bigs, with Maxi Kleba, Daniel Gafford, and Derek Lively. And we all know that Lively's the best big man on their team. Now, Gafford's given them some great minutes, and Kleba can hit some threes, but Lively's the guy. And finally, in Game 3, they treated him as the guy. He got 30 minutes, where Gafford only got 16 and Kleba only got 8. I think we see more of that. I think Lively's going to be the big who gets by far the most minutes tonight in Game 4, and his rebounds prop is only sitting at 8.5, and the over is plus 105. He had 13 rebounds in Game 3, so I like Derek Lively over 8.5 rebounds tonight at plus 105. Drew Holiday, I also like his over points at 12.5 minus 130. So Drew Holiday, we took his under in Game 3. He had 26 points in Game 2, and then his points prop was 12.5 in Game 3. He only had 9. I thought that line was telling you a lot, that his prop was nearly half of what it was, half of what he scored in game two. Well, tonight it's the same number, but I think this is going to be a 14, 15, 16 point game from Drew. So I like his over 12 and a half points. And then finally, we're going back to our guy, Sam Hauser, who cashed a plus 325 for us the other night when we took him two or more three pointers. Well, we're taking him over a half an assist tonight at minus 110. Sam Hauser's had an assist in two of the three games in this series, and now that he hit a couple of triples in game three, he hit three of them. I think that Mavs defense is going to be a little harder to close out. Maybe guys rotate over, and that leaves Hauser with some kicks to some of his teammates. Just need one assist out of Hauser tonight, minus 110. So those are three props that I like. Lively over 8.5 rebounds, Drew Holiday over 12.5 points, and Sam Hauser over 5.5 assists as well. I also will say this. Don't really like the game tonight. Again, I told you if I had to play it, I would take Dallas. However, if the Mavs win tonight, I will like the Mavs a lot, plus the points in game five, because this is what Boston does. If they lose tonight, I think everybody, the general consensus would be, all right, you know what? Dallas got one game. They were at home. Luka went crazy. Kyrie went crazy. Whatever it was, Boston had an off night. But now we're going back to Boston, and the Celtics are going to close the series out. And how many times through the last couple years have we seen the Celtics play a home game where they were big favorites and everybody just assumed that they were going to win? And not only did they not win or cover, or not only did they not cover, they didn't win the game. So I would really like Dallas in a game five, potentially to win and force a game six back in Dallas. The problem is, I don't know if they're going to win tonight, but if they do, I would like them in that game five. As for the Stanley Cup final, all over the Panthers. What a great game that was. Panthers money line plus 115. Thank you very much. Sergei Bobrovsky plus 270, 30 or more saves. Thank you very much. Well, in game four, we're going to take the Oilers. We're going to take the Oilers on the money line at minus 135. I think Edmonton's going to force at least a game five. I think they finally found something. Their offense has struggled the entire series. They had one goal in the first two games. They had one goal through the first two periods in game three, but then they scored two goals in the third period, and they were finally figuring out to have some success against Florida in the Panthers zone. I think they carry that into game four a little bit. So I think everybody just assumes that that series is probably going to be a sweep. It's over. And certainly the Panthers are going to win the cup, but I do like the Oilers to win game four. I'll take a minus 125 tomorrow night to get that W. Let's wrap up the show. PJ's plays here on Send It In, giving out our best bets for the night and the weekend. We're going to start going streaking in that Red Sox-Yankees game with the AL MVP favorite right now, Aaron Judge, who's been on an absolute tear the last month and a half of the season. He's facing Brian Bello tonight. 2-for-7 against Bello in his career. Judge is batting .302 this season, and like I said, I mean, we all know he's batting like .400 over the last 5-6 weeks. He's been absolutely incredible. Aaron Judge is going to be my guy in going streaking. My prop lock, I just talked about it. Derek Lively, over 8.5 rebounds at plus 105. Finally, Dallas has decided to go away from playing those three big man equal minutes. In game one, Kleba, Gafford, and Lively all got the same amount of minutes. I know Lively was working his way back from those concussion-like symptoms. He got hit in the head a couple times in that series against Minnesota. Maybe that contributed to it a little bit, but it looks like clearly he's back, and he's healthy, and he played more minutes, way more minutes, than Gafford and Kleba the other night. So we'll go 8.5 rebounds for Derek Lively, who had 13 of them in Game 3. My dog of the day is going to be the Florida State Seminoles, plus 125 against Tennessee. Couple reasons why I love Florida State in this game. First off, they're the best team right now in the tournament. The team playing the best baseball currently, that would be Florida State. The team who's got the best pitcher left in the college baseball tournament is going to be Florida State with Jamie Arnold. And then their manager might be the best manager left in college baseball in Link Jarrett, when his Notre Dame team went into Knoxville, Tennessee a couple years ago when the Vols were in the number one seed and he beat them. So he's got a great team now. Florida State's got all the confidence in the world, and I think they're going to get the upset tonight. And remember, only one number one overall seed has won the college baseball tournament in the last 25 years. It's tough for these teams to get it done. I like Florida State tonight, plus 125. Shawnee Sharp, what say you, sir? What is your best bet for tonight?
Yeah, Peach, I'm just over here watching Will Zalatoris have the legacy round that I need him to have to get back into the U.S. Open.
What did he do?
Well, he's about to tap in here, I think, for par. I'm not too sure. But, you know, it's neither here nor there. I'm going with the Reds Brewers first five under four. It's at minus 115 over at BetMGM, and mainly because it's a really good pitching matchup between Hunter Green and Freddie Peralta. And the Reds and Brewers have been playing lower scoring games, and they've been striking out a ton. So I think this pitching matchup plays well into the two pitchers who like to strike out a lot. They have good fastballs, so I think that's there. And also, this is coming from my roommate, Germany today in the Euros, first half money line on Germany here. So that's the Ben Land bang for your buck play of the day.
There
so
you go.
We'll ride with
like
by Germany.
Good call on the Euros. Yeah, by the way, if you guys, we did great Euro stuff the last couple days on the show. Make sure you go check out the Send It In podcast. We had Brad Thomas on Wednesday. We had Sebastian Salazar yesterday. A lot of great stuff from those guys. I'll be betting the Hungary Switzerland draw tomorrow at 9 a.m. Nothing says good morning, hello, like a good old-fashioned draw between Switzerland and Hungary, so you better believe we're betting that tomorrow. We're also betting Florida State at plus 125 on the money line tonight against Tennessee. That's our best bet. It's our dog of the day and the best bet. Normally, when we double down on these things, it tends to work out pretty well for us. So Florida State plus 125 is going to be my best bet. So once again, going streaking is going to be Aaron Judge to get a base hit against Brian Bello today. Derek Lively over 8.5 rebounds. Plus 105 is going to be our prop lock. Florida State plus 125 is going to be our dog of the day and our best bet today. And then Shawnee Sharp's rolling with Reds Brewers under four at minus 115. And also, again, UNC, I like them on the money line today. They're minus 140. If you want to maybe get a little more juice with that, you can always parlay them with Germany to beat Scotland in the Euros and get yourself a plus money bet. Germany's minus 400. North Carolina's minus 140. Put them together and get yourself a plus money bet if you want to do that as well. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Have a great weekend. So much good stuff going on. We'll talk to you on Monday. I'll be on You Better You Bet with Jeremy Kahn, 3 to 7. We'll see you there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.